Well, hello. It's Tom Meglia, financial planner, financial coach. Welcome to the program, Knowing the Economy of God, for March 10th, the year 2007. Heard every Saturday on KKLA, Los Angeles, 99.5 FM, from 3:30 to 4 o'clock. How are you today? It's Tom Meglia, financial planner. And the program is called Knowing the Economy of God. And that's based on my book, my new book, Knowing the Economy of God, which you can get if you want to on the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. And hope you're doing well. The 800 number to reach me for appointments. If you'd like to have a financial plan that matches Scripture, 800-386-3700. And that's toll free. First meeting is free. And let's find out what your financial game plan looks like, where you're headed, what you're trying to do, and if it matches up with Scripture. And that's what the book is about. The book is about the Bible. The Bible is God's thinking. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Praise the Lord. That is such a great Scripture. I'm so glad that I've been able to memorize it. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Not part of the Scripture, not 80%. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. So let's use it. Let's use it to live, and let's use it to love and obey God. Okay? That's what we need to do. That's what we're going to do. And that's what the book says. And if you get the book, Knowing the Economy of God, you can get it right off the website. You can also sign up for the newsletter, the free newsletter, email newsletter. So go to the web address, theeconomyofgod.com. And today's program, again, is the second part on giving. Anchor number 3 of the 4 anchors in the book to understand God's thinking, God's economy. The 4 anchors, of course, God is the one and only owner. It's anchor 1. Anchor 2, we are to be stewards of what belongs to God for His glory. Number 3, we're to be liberal and cheerful, generous givers. And number 4, we need to learn to be content. In fact, we did 12 weeks on contentment. So this is Anchor 3, Program 2 on giving. And we'll talk about accounting after the entire giving section is over. And this is Week 2, March 10th on Anchor 2, Understanding Giving. Week 2 of a 12-part series. So let's get right back into the Scripture. Because the recipe for understanding God's economy is cite the Scripture, state the economic principles, talk about application in our real and normal lives. How do we apply this to normal living? And number 4, the prayer of change. So we're in Malachi. That's the lead Scripture for this subject. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So how about that? And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. That's Malachi 3, 8 through 12. And, you know, we talked last week a little bit about this subject, since we're heading into giving. And we discussed things like what giving is. It says it's an act of worship to God, an act of obedience. It's an act of sacrifice, an act of love. Back to God for everything God has given us. And my testimony goes like this, basically. Everything I have, and I say this as your financial planner and humble host, everything I have, God gave me. My wife, Julie, wonderful wife, my 2 kids, Melissa and Jonathan, the business that I've been in for 28 years, my health, a place to live, and something to eat, and everything else God has given me, friends. Everything I have, God gave me. I didn't do it. God gave it to me. How about this? Eternal life through salvation in Jesus Christ alone. saving faith through grace, by his grace, dying on the cross for me. All of that, eternal salvation, God gave it to me. And I feel like the least I can do is love God back and give back to God. And I enjoy it. I want to. And when we look at Malachi, we talk about tithing. And last week we talked about Matthew 23:23, where Jesus said, go ahead and tithe, but don't forget things like love and justice and mercy in Matthew 23:23. So let's continue on with what we're discussing here. And one of the things I think we need to know about giving are the good motives and bad motives for giving. One of the good motives to be a giver for the giver is to bring honor to God and bring the focus on him, not on us getting the glory to give, but bringing honor to God, glorifying God, giving back after all he's given to us first, learning to trust God for our needs, support ministries, missionaries, the Great Commission, spreading Bibles, showing thanks to God. These are the things, the good motivations for giving. Some bad motives for giving are things like legalism, giving legalistically, out of compulsion, obligation. You know, we don't really want to, let's say, but we're just going to do it. Or pride and ego. Sometimes we give out of ego. Look how much we gave, you know, that kind of thing. Looking good or right to other people. And if we think we can earn our way to heaven, which we cannot, good works won't save us. Ephesians 2:8-9. By grace are we saved through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. See Ephesians 2:8-9. So we can't earn our place in heaven. So it's very important that we have and distinguish good motives from bad motives in giving. We need to know those. And in the section on giving in the book, Knowing the Economy of God, you'll read more about that. You'll learn more about that. You'll become more closer to God. And I hope as a more mature Christian in learning about this. And remember, you're probably thinking, oh, Tom, you know, who are you to teach? Well, I'm not. It's the Word. The Bible is the teacher, not Tom or any financial publication or planner or consultant. The Word is the teacher. Let me add another great verse to this subject. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that all things, in all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8 says to be a loving, cheerful giver. And these are important things. We tithe out of obedience to God. Malachi says to, Matthew says to, but we tithe and give above it cheerfully, willingly, lovingly, with kindness and hope. Not because we have to, like taking out the trash or something like that. You know, I know people that sometimes say, well, I don't give, but I do other things. Well, they're playing games with themselves when they say, I don't give to God, but I take people to church, or I sit in the church, or I work in children's ministries. Well, those are giving things too. But sometimes people say, I know people that say, I don't want to give the money. I want to hold on to the money and give of time. I want to hold on to the money and give of talent. Or maybe give of time and talent, but withhold dollars, currency. We need to be givers of everything. Time, treasures, talent, abilities, money, property, everything. We're living sacrifices for God. We should hold nothing back. And I think a lot of times people think, well, if I don't give money, I'll give energy or give work. I'll go clean up around the church, rake leaves. But, you know, God wants us to be giving everything back to him out of obedience, love, spiritual worship. These are some of the things that we need to do. And as we come up to the break, we'll talk about application. I think it's very, very important that we discuss application to our normal and everyday life about what we need to do and why. The motive, why we give, is so critical. Not just what we give, but the motive and reason behind the gift. We need to give out of love and cheerfulness and and not of compulsion or obligation. That's not a willing gift. God doesn't want that kind of gift. And remember, he already owns it anyway. So what are we giving him that isn't already his? And that's why we're giving a piece of ourselves, a piece of our heart, every time we give to the Lord, of all the things we have. Time and talents and money, treasures, energy, work, gifts, everything. Our hearts. And yes, property and cash. We need to give with a good motive, a good heart, a willing heart. Because we want to fulfill the Great Commission and honor the Lord. So after the break, we'll go into application to our normal and everyday life. And we'll expand further on the scriptures. Okay, so hang on, keep driving, and we'll get right to it.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan. Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
We're back. Thanks for holding on after the break. You know, I want to also just let you know how precious these songs are on our program. Ricardo Mara of Downey, California plays these songs. And on Christ the Solid Rock We Stand, Amazing Grace, How Great Thou Art. And those tunes minister. They're fantastic. So one thing we want to continue on with now with what we're talking about in the scriptures, okay? We've already given you three scriptures, three major references on giving. We've given you 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, Malachi 3, 8 through 12. We've also talked about Matthew 23, 23. And a couple of thoughts that come to my mind about this subject in anyone's financial plan. And when we talk about giving, we give even if our eyeballs can't see where the giving is going to come from, where the gift is going to come from. Somebody said the other day to me, Tom, I don't see it in the budget. I don't see the giving in the budget. In fact, we're in the red. We're overdrafted. We're beyond what we can do. But we really do want to give. We just don't see it. Well, when we give to God, we give out of obedience and love and worship, okay? Right? We need to follow God and know that He is going to make our budget work. Does that mean we don't use good sound stewardship principles in budgeting? No, we do. We do. We need to. But we also want to have systematic giving. We want to have systematic giving. And that's in Scripture too. And we need to be putting that in our budget, trusting God to sustain us, not saying, oh, I don't see it in the budget with my eyes, therefore I can't do any giving. And that would be a major mistake. We can't do that. We need to say, Lord, before anything else, we're giving to you first. Then we'll live off the rest, and God will sustain us. So it's out of obedience, not out of our eyeballs being able to find the giving in the budget. Here's a thought for you. You know, God reveals his characteristics. God reveals who he is and what he is. And we can learn the characteristics of God, that of being a giver. And in Christ's school, which we're all on, you know, we're all in school on earth, right? In the book I wrote, MHS degree, Masters of Heavenly Sciences, that's the degree we're all after, because this world is going to prepare us for the next if we follow the Lord. God is revealing one of his characteristics. Do we want to be like God through Jesus Christ? Yes. The Lord's our example. So we need to be a giver, and we'll learn the characteristic of being a giver, relying on the Lord. Here's another thought for you. If God owns everything anyway, right? Then what am I giving him that doesn't already belong to him? And see, that's the whole story here. God is trying to teach us something here. He already owns it. He wants us to release it and let it go and not worship the gift. Not worship, oh, I just lost my money. I gave it away. I'll never get it back. You know, that kind of thing. It's not going to be a mini God to us, is it? Our giving. We need to give it to the Lord because it doesn't own us. God owns it. The gift isn't the owner. And, you know, I meet with people all the time, every single day, and have for a long time, 20-some years. Just met with some people earlier today. And they like to tithe. They're having budget trouble in some respects. In some respects, they have some good things going for them, too, financially. Good income, not a lot of debt. And, you know, the key to them leaping to their next financial goal, maybe that of not renting but going to a new home for the first time, is to do what God says. And I believe they are. I believe they're on their way. They're excellent givers, and that's number one. They're not saying, we want the house ahead of the gift. If the two should fight or crowd each other out, we'll go with buying a new home and forget the giving. They're not going to do that. Stopping their giving is not negotiable. How about that? Does that minister to you? Stopping their giving in order to qualify for a mortgage payment and fit into a house isn't what they're going to do. They're going to give, and that's what they're going to do. So this couple, I'm really impressed, and so was the other couple I met with today too. They are just abundant givers. They are like a hose. The water goes in, and they just keep spraying it all out there. Missionaries, Bible programs, giving to their church, other special needs they run across. They are not hurting. They are not for want of money. And there have been many times where the person I met with, the couple said, Tom, we just don't know where it comes from. God just keeps on blessing. Their testimony was incredible. God just keeps on giving. He just keeps on blessing. And we just don't always know how it happens. And that's the fun of giving. That's the fun of it. That's why it's something that makes us laugh and brings laughter. You're probably thinking, Tom, are you nuts? How can giving be funny or bring laughter? The answer is because it's so fun not to have to worry about where money is coming from or how our needs are met, but God just keeps on coming through. And the couples I met with earlier today, just great examples. Their motive is to share. And they're loving it. They smile. They have fun giving. Me too. I believe God gave me the spiritual gift of giving. That is a spiritual gift. And I believe the Lord gave it to me, and I enjoy it. Because it's fun to see the good things that happen in people's lives, both domestically and foreign. So in normal life, let's do what the scriptures say. Go find the scriptures and check it out. You can get it through the book, or just turn your Bibles to Matthew 23:23. Okay? Malachi 3, 8 through 12. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. There's three big chunks of scripture that are just phenomenal. And we're just starting this program. So I think that's very, very good. You know, we'll go to the prayer of change. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word. Lord, we heard three major, wonderful pieces of scripture from Malachi, Matthew, and 2 Corinthians about giving. And Lord, help us to do what you want us to do, Lord, because you're the owner of us, the Lord of us. And we want to enjoy giving, Lord. We want to have fun with it. We want to learn your characteristic of being a great giver with loving motives, Lord. Not legalistic or bad motivations, but good motives for giving. So teach us, Lord. Teach us through the Spirit of God. Help us, Jesus. Amen. And by the way, in the back of the book, there's a heavenly invitation. And if you don't know where you stand with God, or if you're not sure if you're a Christian, go to the back of the book, Knowing the Economy of God, and read the heavenly invitation. Then read The Warranty and Guarantee of God, which is the very next page in the back of the book. Go to the website. You can find the book, sign up for the newsletter, email me questions, comments, or give me a call. The phone number is 800-386-3700. The website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. You know, people say to me, Tom, I missed your program last week or 4 weeks ago on contentment. I want to hear the program on prenups. I want to hear the program on ownership, on the book of Job. Go to the website. If you have a talking computer, that's what I call it, you can pull up previous programs and listen to them and see what you think. And if you have a disagreement with me on scripture, that is awesome. No problem. Email me. Just go to the website. You can find the email. Let's talk it over. We're all in this together. We're works in progress. So let's grow and try to learn what God wants us to know. It's very critical. And if you don't have a financial plan or an estate plan or you're self-employed and your business isn't clicking, you want business coaching, financial consulting, personal coaching, you don't even have a financial plan, give me a ring and let's sit down and talk about it. But only if you want it to be scripturally based, because that's the key. If it's not scripturally based, do we really want it? Does it matter if it's scripturally based? Let's make this happen so that it's biblical and we apply biblical economics. All 2,200 verses in the Bible about money, the most talked about financial subject in the Bible, the most talked about subject in the Bible, finances, Bible economics, over 2,200 verses in the Word. Let's know what they say and live that way. It's not about Tom or any financial planner. It's about God. It's about God's Word. And we need to submit to Him and surrender. And guess what will happen? We'll be blessed, number one. Number two, we'll find peace. And number three, freedom. Freedom from being bound by all the world's economic ideas and human systems. That sounds great to me. By the way, if we don't do it on earth, we will in heaven. So this is our spiritual training ground. Okay, so God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Saturday at 3:30 on KKLA 99.5 FM. And also the website, theeconomyofgod.com, or call me at 800-386-3700. I'll put all my financial experience, 28 years, to work to help you guide the way. See ya.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. Thank you.